guys, we know you like to listen to our podcasts and reviews. We know generally that you like to listen to stuff. How about listening to stuff on Audible?
Well, Audible, isn't that what we do?
Well, I mean, we do Audible reviews, but I'm talking about Audible.com. I mean, you're talking about one of the internet's best resources for audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and even business information providers.
Like over 150,000 audio programs, adding up to over 1,500,000 hours of audio programming. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
Yeah,
but we'll get there.
But, you know, obviously you guys like audio. You're looking for new audio stuff to check out. Audible.com has more than enough of what you're looking for.
And we're proud to call them a sponsor. And as a special gift to you, we're offering you, through Audible, a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link on the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus. And by doing so, not only do you get a free audiobook, but you're helping out the site as well.
And we know you want to do that.
Of course you want to do that.
Because we're standing outside your window watching you right now, wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So stop, look, and most importantly, listen to audible.com.
Insidious, they're dead, damn it. It's the prequel. Insidious, they're dead, damn it, because Lin Shaye is strong as hell. Thank you very much. I don't know why that entirety of that thing popped in my head in like 4 seconds on the way back. Where the fuck did that come from?
Really, it seems like you rehearsed that for like a week at least.
No.
I think that Elliot probably dreamt that into life.
Yeah. Like, you go that way, but I'm going more for the biggies, like,
Insidious.
Like, that's what I'm thinking, but okay, let's go.
Yeah, I'm sorry to doubt the power of Sparkle Motion.
Oh my god, you guys. Dance rap off.
If only that was a thing that was going to happen now, but it is not.
Or if we were in a visual
medium.
Bo's
not here. Yeah. Like, Bo has to be there for that.
Yeah, Bo would just say something horrible before I'd even finished.
That's true. Like,
and shot the whole thing to pieces.
I don't know. I feel like if he finds out we did musical theater without him, we'd all be dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a musical theater kind of guy.
He wears vests.
True. But he's more of the death of a salesman type of guy.
We just burned the shit out of Bo. He's not even here.
He's not a musical theater kind of man.
Serious drama type of guy. Is what
he's
I'm
TNT.
Saying.
Drama lives
oh,
there.
Oh, I thought you were like, he might as well kill himself kind of guy.
No. He just takes the classics very seriously.
You know what he does? He's a thespian.
He is a thespian. But we are talking about something with a not as much of a pointer on thespianship. Insidious Chapter 3, the prequel to the previous two Insidious films, mainly because Lin Shaye would not be returning in a normal type role for an Insidious 3 that was linear. And so they're like, everyone's like, we like Lin Shaye. She actually is one of my favorite parts of the previous films, the psychic lady.
And yeah, the rest of the people in this won an essay contest.
Seriously.
If you're like the best you can get for a dad these days is Dermot Mulroney, you're in a little bit of trouble.
And your star is almost Shane Woodley.
Is almost Shane, yeah, not even almost.
It's like, she's good enough. Let's put her on.
She like cranked through the Disney mill. Yeah. Said, putting the molds. Here's another. Okay, she's too old for Disney shows. Time to put her in a horror movie, and then maybe if she's lucky, someone will care.
Well, good thing she didn't have to move too much in this movie.
Good
so.
Lord. That's true. By the way, we're the Unusual Suspects. I'm Chris.
Elliot.
Ashley.
Sarah.
And the story here, like we said, prequel, so we're not seeing any of the characters from the original.
Well, no Patrick Wilson.
Some of them, just not the family, basically. And the idea is this girl named Quinn Brenner, who is living with her little brother and her now single widow dad, because her mother died of, I think they said cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're having some troubles, not outrageous troubles, they're having white people problems, basically, but she wants to talk to her mother. She's like, you know, most kids would at that, like anybody's lost a parent has, and she tracks down the psychic Elise, Elise, who is indeed
Lin Shaye from the previous films, who's like, I don't do that shit anymore. I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Tries to talk to her and then finally agrees to maybe even try to contact her mother for her, but something is haunting her, as we see in the later films. She has her own token spirit who don't like her none.
That's really funny, too. Like, they have, like, beats throughout the movie where they want to be funny, but I think, like, that ghost that was haunting Elise was unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
Well, because she looks like an Edward Gorey drawing. It makes it difficult for me to take her seriously.
I felt like it was just Tim Burton with a veil on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Hey, Tim, is that you? Get out of my head.
It's going to suddenly into start talking car. With a sparrow accent.
But after she goes to see her and she's not able to help her, she has a couple kind of brief, mildly creepy experiences, and then, out of nowhere, gets hit by a car, goes to the other side, or the further, as they've established in these movies, just long enough to see something scary that she brings back with her, and now it's coming for her, which kind of sucks, because she's in a bed with both legs in casts.
Yeah, question, does the further kind of look like a Tool video to you guys?
Yeah, the further looks...
It's very gray, there's like a fog machine, and there's some shit going down, but I don't know what.
Speaking of like Donnie Darko, it does look like before the girls hit the stage, the lights come on in Donnie Darko, when they're dancing to that song. It's like all just like a dark room with fog on the floor, and you're like, yep, that's it, that's the other side, have fun kids.
For me, like, every time I heard them say the further, I keep on thinking of Tom Hanks' made up language in Cloud Atlas.
Oh, right,
I see the CC, go and give me the further.
Yeah, true, true.
Well, you know, admittedly, I literally see Lynn coin the term for it here, where she's like, think fast. Think fast, Lynn. Think fast. What's it called?
Yep.
The Beyond? No. There's already a movie called that.
The Astral Plane. Copyright.
No. That sounds
Purgatory. No, too religious.
Yeah.
Too religious.
Oh, shit. I'll think further on this later. Oh, wait. No, that's not the further.
That's the ticket.
And then she turned and winked at him.
She's like, fourth movie.
Well, you know, there's going to be a fourth movie. This is from the Blumhouse Productions, where they will never stop.
Jesus.
They are as relentless as the killer in any 80s horror.
Well, they spent
series.
All those money on title cards. I gotta use that shit, dude.
That's true.
That was like, there's so many bad parts of this movie. For me, that was the worst part. The beginning, they skipped like the first...
You knew it was gonna start? Yeah. That was the worst part.
Well, they skipped the first 20 minutes of the movie, and they just go, oh, some shit happened, and here you go.
She tried to contact her mom, but we're not gonna show you that. Don't worry.
It's like, it felt like they had two scripts. Like, they had the script that had to fit into Insidious, and then the script for the main part of the story.
Right.
And they just sort of mashed them together.
Well, I think I liked it better than you did, but I do agree, like, there's a lot of awkwardness with the whole, you know, like how it happens later with great moments in the film that you're like, stop that shit.
Please.
Just tell
hang
the
on,
fucking
hang on,
story.
I'm not gonna die today. Wink, wink.
And the thing is, if they wanted Elise to come back, she died in the second one, so they wanted her to come back.
Spoiler.
Hey,
much.
Come on. This is three. If you haven't seen two, you shouldn't be listening to three.
Too soon.
Didn't she die
too
in the soon, first Elliot. One?
I thought she died
two?
In the second
one. No, the second one.
She died in the second one.
Yeah.
But this is a franchise where people who die, you already have a mechanic for them to come back. She could have been the consultant from the other side now. That would have been cool.
Well, they kind of set that up in the second one.
No, she does die in the first one. She dies at the very end of the first one, doesn't she?
Was it the first
one? Yeah, because she takes the picture of him.
I need to go back and rewatch.
And then what's-her-face walks in on Patrick Wilson strangling her, and she's like, honey, we were going to talk about this before you started doing it.
What did I tell you about strangling?
Classic Patrick Wilson.
What did I tell you about strangling?
And he's like, don't worry about it.
You do a great impression of that actress. Like, I forgot her name.
Just put her in the strangled psychic cock closet with the others.
My husband, the psychic strangler.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Zelda Rubinstein keeps slipping out of the bottom. Shove her back in there.
Lol, am I right?
This is definitely another Insidious film. It wants...
With a lowercase I?
Yeah.
Insidious?
That's an adjective.
With all the stuff that you expect. I mean, they're basically like... just a series of jump scares, albeit pretty good jump scares.
Yeah,
like they've kind of gotten it, they do the jump scare better than almost anybody else does a jump scare, but at the downside, that's almost all that they do usually is jump scares.
I don't know, I felt like the first two had better plots than
oh,
this.
Oh, no, one. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Like I liked this one better than the second one.
Yeah,
I
me too.
Did
yeah,
too,
yeah. I hated the second one.
Well, the second one really, like, the biggest problem is the ghost in there wasn't even mildly scary.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one was so, Darth Maul's ghost was the scariest thing.
Oh,
ever.
Well, that, I mean, yeah, he has a double-edged lightsaber, dude.
Yeah. And he's pissed.
And, yeah, and he's and further
a,
now.
And a lot of face paint.
And he's been a Hot Topic meme.
And let's face it, he died a long, long time ago. You know I mean, what? And he had to get all the way here from a galaxy, like, who knows? So, he's already pissed. He's tired. It's been a long trip. You know, he ran out of wet ones several centuries
ago. Well, he had to find his legs in the first place.
True.
And that's my question, is that when I think about everything he's been through, that makeup holds up. I don't know where he gets his face paint set, but I want, like, four bottles of it.
Well, pretty much, like, I suspect he was in some kind of circus or something when he was alive. Whatever you
were
wearing when you were alive.
It was
dead,
Burning Man.
Dead.
Don't give that's him circus.
That's something
he's just
that
some burned out.
Yeah, he's just some like a guy on acid or something. But that's something that's very different about this film. Like the first one had so many splashes of red, and I thought that was very interesting. And the demon is not human; it's clearly not human. Mm-hmm. The second one and this one, the demon slash spirit. I mean, they kind of changed it like halfway through. It's a former dead guy who turned like vengeant or whatever, lonely.
That's about all we really know about.
Like they don't really tell you anything. Like I feel like in horror movies you can go the one or two directions. You can either tell me a lot about the villain,
discover the sequence of horror films. It's always like, let's go and look at some microfiche at the library and find out, oh my god, look, there's a picture of them.
Get me invested.
Take a look
or
at
you
this.
Can make it to this amorphous thing where you never fully find out and your imagination is more terrifying.
Where it's just a demon thing.
Yeah,
where this felt like, okay, which one is it? Because on one hand, they're going, like she has a speech where he goes, okay, on the other side, in the dark world, there are some things where, you know, they come over and they want to possess a human being because they want to know what it's like to feel alive again. But then there's the other kind. You're like,
it's
that
exactly
wants to bring
the same.
Souls with it. And I'm like, oh, I thought you were going to say something creepier than every fucking Satan.
And they just want to throw a sleepover.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I got news for you fuckers. When I die, I'm coming for you.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Oh my god, guys, we're going to have a party. We're like, no!
You guys just have dicks drawn on your walls, but in blood.
Sure.
I mean, I got some to spare now.
You know, speaking of like the blood on the walls, like when I saw that, my first thought when I saw the footprints going up the walls, I was like, "Is it Lionel Richie? Did he die? Is he gonna like dance on the ceiling?"
Well, that would be. I think Gene Kelly did it first.
Okay.
You know, one thing I was a little disappointed. So I guess I'll say first that I loved the first one, like everyone.
Yeah,
I hated the second one, like I think most people. Yeah. I like this one better than the second one. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing that I was really sort of disappointed in that kind of rubbed me the wrong way right off is that it didn't have any chemistry between the actors at all.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, in the opening sequence, it's like this, the woman died, now you have a single father who is supposed to be working overtime, trying to keep the family together. He can't, his daughter's about to leave, and she's struggling. And it's like everybody, it felt like I was watching like a Saturday Night Live episode or something where they all learned those lines that morning.
Right.
And they're like, here's your set, go guys. Right. I don't know what y'all thought, but like, it seems so forced.
No, I agree. Cause I felt like I was watching a Bruce Springsteen song. Like, oh, Jack and Diane, this is what happens. Okay. And now they're haunted.
And in that case, where the fuck's Courtney Cox? I mean, give me someone.
Well, they had a Masters of the Universe t-shirt. Courtney Cox should have been there.
The thing is, we were much more interested in this movie with what happens to Lynn Shay's character.
Oh, yeah.
Who the movie is definitely made into a much better drawn, even within just this film, a better drawn, more interesting, more sympathetic character than this family, who are very generic.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they're almost an afterthought. I mean, they even have like Lynn having her own demon that she's trying to fight on the way and her own fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, every time it was with her, I was like, yeah, I'm really interested. And with the teenage girl, I'm like, yeah, not as much. I mean, admittedly, the best scare in the whole movie was one that's with her where they're looking out a window.
Yeah.
And it's just a jump scare, but it's a wonderfully done jump scare. I was like, okay, good job, guys.
I completely agree. Like, the first part of this movie, I thought this was like, I honestly thought the characters that were the main characters in the movie, I thought they were going to like the first 15 minutes as like a vignette to bring you into the real movie. I kept on waiting for the real movie to start.
Oh, you thought it was one of those ones like, let's kill these people, yep. and now here's the next
Yeah,
family.
Let's show you how real
now
these
villains
are.
Now let's move a poor family into that apartment.
I was disappointed, because I was kind of hoping this was going to be the story of where the thing from the first movie came from in the first place. You know, like,
I want to know where the demons are. Like, well,
they come from hell.
Well,
they drive their Dragulas through the ditches, and they burn the witches, and they get here. Yada, yada, yada.
But I
get
won
a hot green-haired bassist, and they call it fucking night.
I wonder if there's a draft of this movie that focused on the Elise character, on the psychic character more, and the studio was like, no, we need a hot teenage girl in here, because it really is about a woman who is in her 60s, who's kicking ass, and that is, I mean, how could they market that?
I think you're right. Like, I think that probably was the original script, is more focused on her, because, like, there are some emotional beats at the end of this movie that really are touching.
Yeah.
And, like, had me liking it until the very last
scene. Well, yeah, because they felt like they had to do, well, not just the little, oh, yeah, remember this guy's in the next one, but also the scene right before that, because they introduce the Ghost Breakers or whoever they are, you know.
Ghost Faces.
That's
from Supernatural,
yeah, I know,
I'm sorry.
But they're the same character.
Yes.
In the series.
Spectral.
Yeah, so it's like the first time they meet her. And
a couple
it's
of
just
hipsters.
Trying, almost doing a meet cute for them.
Yeah, I was, like, so
maybe
excited.
We should work together.
I felt like the 80s sitcom music because I played the background. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the evil, then you have Ghost Hunter.
Oh my god! And then, like, Darth Maul and her demon open two doors, but they run into each other.
And they're like, oh, you guys.
Names with the actors' around. Names under them.
Too many cooks. Uh-oh, no, not that.
Admittedly, this is not as scary as your average episode of Full House, but still, there is a good amount of scares here, and at its worst, like you said, you hated the second. I didn't hate the second. I liked it. I just thought, wow, what a disappointment after the first one.
Man, the first was scary.
Whereas the second one, the villain is not that scary, and the story tries to overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
It tries to take it one step too far, where you're like, oh, for Christ's sakes, just get on with it.
We're going to have to call David Lynch in to wrap this shit back together.
Whereas this one, I think, maybe makes the mistake of oversimplifying things to some extent, because even though the ghost here is quite scary looking and does some cool, scary stuff, at the end, when they defeat it, you're like, that was it?
That's all you had
that
to
was
do?
Really? Yeah. It was like, this is not the most complex evil demon from the other side we've ever seen here.
I think that was kind of my problem, is that, like, so, because I'm, like, alive or whatever, and, you know, about 5'10", if you're, like, a scrawny skeleton, you have to have powers, or it's, like, not a fair fight.
Yeah.
And in this one, he kind of didn't, so that's why a 60-year-old woman can beat him up.
Yeah.
And I was like, aww, I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, he just needs a hug.
Yeah, or, like, throw some shit around. I mean, you're, like, demon from hell, like, you know,
he needs
shake the ground.
I did have
he does need a cheeseburger.
Even though the play out of it was fun to watch, the fact that, like, this woman who's like, I've been doing this for, like, my whole life, and somebody else just goes, remember, like, all you have to do is remember that you're stronger than they are, and then she does, like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, fucking one of the dream warriors. This simple fact. I'm like, I feel like you would have encountered this problem before.
You should have had a procedure.
You don't have, like, tie a string around your finger. Remember, you can beat them up really easily because you are alive.
Yeah, like, she has, like, a flashback sequence to her friend kind of giving her pep talk. And literally, she kind of, like, just metaphorically puts her hand on a ghost's forehead while it swings at her.
Yeah,
I don't know, y'all.
Yeah, like, you are really not that scary at all. All things considered.
Yeah.
And by the way, that meeting, which is in the most weirdly lit Chinese restaurant.
Beautiful shot, though.
Gorgeous shot. Still like, guys, this whole restaurant is so bathed in red light, there'll be whole dishes you just won't be able to see.
Yeah.
That's why
it's symbolic.
Of
I kind of thought red. Something awesome was going to happen in that scene because of that. Because red has, like Sarah was saying, has kind of become a symbol, I feel like, in this franchise. And so when it really was just, like, some friends hanging out. And then who was that guy?
Yeah.
Why didn't she bring him with
her? So was he not in the other two?
Was he in the other two?
No, he wasn't. Like, they had a younger guy in the second one who she consulted with on a case, but he hasn't been in there.
See, it felt to me like I was like, okay, now we know we're going to see that guy again. Okay.
Yeah, because I was remembering things with that guy.
Oh, that might be me, y'all. Maybe he wasn't.
You know, speaking of that scene,
maybe he wasn't there. Maybe he was a ghost. I figured you out, Insidious 3.
It wasn't for you crazy critics. But I got away from it.
It's the old carnival owner dude.
That would have been like just the same thing. Pretty much he had pulled off his mask and went, oh, you're just the dude who runs a haunted amusement park.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those bumbling kids and their stupid dog.
I want to ask y'all, see if y'all have the same view as me. Did anybody get like a strong like Shyamalan feeling at certain points in this movie?
Because it kind of sucked.
Well, oh,
take that, M. Night Shyamalan. Like,
oh, you're the first person to ever say that.
He's been riding the art way too high on a crest of critical acclaim.
I mean, like the musical cues and then the use of color. Like it felt like they watched Sixth Sense and Signs. And sort of crib some of their beats from it. Because, like, the part with the flashback, I was like, well, I've seen this in Signs.
Right.
Like, and I know movies borrow, but it just felt very obvious. And I was wondering if y'all saw that.
I mean, it could be. I always felt like Shyamalama Ding Dong likes to use it more specifically for clues and hints.
Yeah,
and stuff,
that's true.
You know?
But, like, I told you before, it was in the shot from 20 minutes ago. Don't you remember?
Like in The Sixth Sense, anything red means it's a point where the ghost is connecting with the real physical world.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay, that means if red is there, it means none of that other shit. Yeah.
Bruce Willis was bald all along.
You know, honestly, it could have just been that
it was
just
a follicle of your imagination.
It could have just been that I was bored and just thinking about other movies. Okay, that was a better one. Let me think of this.
Well, on that note, let's go to final thoughts and start with Elliot.
I don't want to be too hard on this movie. Like, it does what it wants to do. This sounds really shitty, but it gets through the story. It shows you what it needs to set up for the first one.
It has a great personality.
it was recorded.
We're just not clicking.
Yeah, it did what it needs to do. But to me, it felt like a mediocre Doctor Who episode. Like, Elise's character felt like the Doctor the entire time. Just be like, well, I can solve all this shit for you, and how dare you be a problem?
She would be an awesome doctor.
She'd be a great fucking doctor. Yeah. So,
if only women could be doctors.
They will.
They can only be mothers, according to Steve.
I have a feeling they're going to go black man first, but you'll get a woman in there eventually.
Just like the president.
Okay.
Because Hillary's next.
Our president's black?
Ish. we're going by halves. One step at a time.
He's three-fifths.
Three-fifths.
He just doesn't count.
Oh, my God. This is my fault. I'm so sorry.
Just to finish it up, my score is 4 bad cameos out of 10.
Oh. Okay.
Sarah?
Oh. I enjoyed it, and I screamed. As I do.
She did. I was sitting next to her.
I scream and
she
I laugh.
She laughed into a t-shirt for like 30 minutes of this one.
I tend to watch horror movies like that. That's how you know I'm scared, when I am giggling uncontrollably.
Here's my impression of Sarah in the movie. Oh my! Ooh! Ew!
Okay, there was a part that was genuinely disgusting and the whole audience was just... It was an auditory thing. Just wait for it.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I'm not gonna spoil anything. It was like,
you didn't spill your cookie dough bits, did you?
No, but I kicked over my popcorn like 3 times.
Well, that was my fault because I was sitting behind her and I accidentally kicked her chair at one.
Yeah,
and you almost died.
And I was like, I fucking knew this was gonna happen.
So sorry.
I liked this movie. I think a lot better than Elliot, and I liked Elise, and I like that a woman in her 60s can be the hero of a movie. So I'm going to give it 6 Patrick Wilsons, who are not in this movie, out of 10 Patrick Wilsons, because there are 10.
You were wishing Patrick was in this movie, huh?
I wish his giant forehead was in this movie.
Fair enough. Ashley?
Yeah, you know what? I'm cool with this movie. Kind of like Elliot, I feel like it had a great personality. We had dinner, it was fun, but I called it a night early, you know, because I've seen it before. I liked it better than the second one, a lot better. I really didn't like the second one. I think the problem is just that the first one was so good. Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to recover from the first one. Like, I was scared walking to my car when I left it. It premiered at, like, South By, I want to say, when it came out. And I went to the midnight screening of it.
Oh.
And I parked far. And I had to, like, walk by myself. And I was, like, frightened. I was so into that movie. And so I think as a result, I always get my hopes up. The story would have been all right, but the acting was just so wooden.
Mm.
And I was a little let down. There wasn't enough evil, I felt like, in the bad guys. I did like that the main kind of ghost had a real flair for the dramatic. Yeah. I feel like if you're going to haunt somebody, a theater is a big part of it.
It felt more chaotic neutral.
Yeah. Like, he would do this thing, like, Homeboy's like, okay, I got to scare the shit out of this girl. So, like, he gets in her curtain. He's like, so, like, he gets in the curtains, but, like, he doesn't just be like, hey, and, like, pop out. He walks forward so that her, like, high school girl lace curtains travel with him.
Well, that's going to be Ashley Ghost.
That's fabulous.
She'll be behind the lace curtains while I'm
like,
I'm dead.
Check out my chicken.
I'm like, JK, I'm not going to throw your comics around. Those are worth money.
Can I do another review? Come on.
Yeah, I just keep knocking over your microphone. Shut up, Bo. It's my turn. No, but seriously, I mean, I would go see it, but also if it comes out on Netflix soon, which it will, you can wait for then too. I think I'm going to give this 5 out of 10 goth babes, mainly the one haunting Elise, who I agree with Sarah. I do love Elise's character. She's a badass. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the biggest strength that this movie has going for it is the fact that Lin Shaye is just so much fun to watch. She's so good
fabulous.
At what she does. Mm-hmm. We already like her. This movie makes us like her even more. At its worst, this movie is kind of just going through the motions of what the other films have already done. We're really seeing those same steps, just not done as well as the first movie, which really, its greatest strength was, you said, okay, it's another one of these ghost movies that wastes almost no time in saying, no, we're not, because other ghost movies have, like, 15 minutes between scares. We have, like, 15 seconds between scares.
It's still scarred.
And it's speeding up as it goes. This one is like, it's slowed down things a little more, but still a lot faster than the second one, or God help us, Annabelle. It's so bad. But it's still, you know, that, okay, set it up, there's a ghost, family's haunted, shit, get the psychic. Psychic comes in, oh crap, I don't know what's going on. If I can do this, go to the dark world, everything's blue. Fix the problem, end of movie. Stinger, horror stinger. Oh, it's not over!
It makes a Hallmark movie.
Remember, there was the first one.
There's no,
which you already saw.
There's no actual surprises in this film of any kind outside of being surprised by, you know, the little scares in it. And some of them are genuinely scary, as long as you're not one of those people who are like, I absolutely can't stand movies that are nothing but that. Duh! Scares.
That scared
like
me.
Like you did
I'm
when we were walking out the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, what are you doing?
No, I was walking out. He's walking back in for some reason, and I'm walking out, and I run at him with my pen. I'm like, ah! And start stabbing him with my pen. He's like, ah! Ah! Ah!
What are you doing?
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry, Elliot.
He at least has to last till next week so he can see the new Pixar movie.
Yes!
You know? I've been waiting for that.
It's everybody else said it right. It's nowhere near as good as the first one. It's much better than the second one, and yet still, it feels like they need to try harder.
Yeah.
More
ghost facers.
Yeah,
more
ghost face. Well, I'm mixed about the ghost facers.
I love me some like duos that hunt ghosts. Come on.
I like them in Supernatural. These guys I'm not as sure about, but either way.
I don't know. You heard it here first.
Actually,
internet bloggers.
That was the one thing in the second movie I did
Sarah
like.
Sarah loves a duo.
That's the one
I
thing
love
I
duos.
Did like better than the second movie in the first movie. I thought those guys were much funnier in the second film than they were in the first movie.
Yeah.
But I'll give them that. They gave them a lot more to do. Here, they don't have a lot to do, and they're also at this point like at their most incompetent.
Yeah. You know, they're leaderless.
Comic relief, bros.
Yeah, and they're just not that funny here. I don't know. I'm gonna give this, I mean, I liked it more than I didn't, but still, I also have a tendency to like ghost movies a lot anyway, so I always add a star too, just because I'm like, I like ghosts.
That's me and The Rock.
White guy problems.
Like 5 stars.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
I'm gonna give this 6 out of 10 demons with deep insecurity because they're just not as scary as they used to be.
Boo.
Boo?
Boo.
Okay, sure.
Boo.